The Sydney Morning Herald carries a story revealing all kinds of weird things taken away by hotel guests and who they are. It says Argentinian travelers are the most likely to indulge in hotel misappropriation, a survey has suggested, with 73% admitting to taking items, not including toiletries, from their room. British guests, in comparison, would appear far more reticent, with less than half of those surveyed owning up to pinching hotel property, putting them 16th out of 28 nationalities to feature. The global poll of almost 5,000 travelers conducted by Hotels.com found that Singaporean and Spanish holidaymakers are also rather prone to thievery, with 7 in 10 taking items from their hotel. Germany, Ireland and Russia completed the top 5.
Yeah, and then the newspaper tells us, I think rather unfairly, that the most common items taken by British travellers were stationery and slippers. Why are they focusing on British travellers? Because, you know, they already said earlier in the story that British travellers are among the most honest and are way down the list. So why do they focus, you know, on what British travellers take in this? Or I don't know. But the thing is that, you know, hotels expect us to take the shampoo, shower gel. That's our stuff, right? You know, I mean, you know, we've paid for that, actually, in the price of our room. I tend to take those things and the toothbrush and the comb as well. But, I mean, if you start taking things like the bathrobe, that's theft. And similarly, if you take things like the bed, or the, you couldn't take the bed clothing, or
heavy.
Towels is another good one. People like to take the towels, I mean, especially if the hotel name is on it and it's a high-end hotel. But it's theft. You know, I mean, fortunately, I think that the hotels have people's credit card details, and so they can just put these items on the bill after the guests have left, I think.
Yeah, and there are some items that's very weird for people to think that people will steal such things. For example, grand piano, television. How do you smuggle a television out of the hotel room?
Well, somebody
put
took
it in a
grand,
suitcase.
Somebody stole a grand piano from a hotel, did they?
Yeah, they just dressed like workers and then three men carried the piano.
Well, that's real
out
theft.
Of the
I
hall.
Mean, that's proper theft,
yes.
Isn't it? That's
and
not
some
just
people
pinching
will,
stuff.
Will steal something like very famous paintings and artworks. I think that's real theft. Those are the things that worth stealing.
Yeah. Okay. Now here comes the top 10 of hotel thievery from number one. See if your country's on this list. So the most larcenous, Argentina, 73% of people said that they would take something if they're from that country. Singapore, 71%. Spain, 70. Germany, 68. Ireland, 67. Russia, 59. Mexico, 59. Italy, 57. Japan, 56% of guests said they take something they shouldn't. And USA is at number 10 on 53%. Notice that, that China and Great Britain aren't on the list at all, not in the top 10.
No.
Very honest travellers, Ning Jing.
Right. But I just wonder, you know, sometimes I just go about the hotel room and find nothing to steal, right? There's nothing to steal.
Really?
What's there worth stealing?
Well, you know what? I mean, that's because the Argentinians have been there before you.
All right.
Can we say, or 73% of them anyway, not all of them, the vast minority of them are honest.
I think all of those things are not as good as the ones that I'm using, so there's nothing for me to steal.
You should take stuff and leave it there. You could be the opposite, couldn't you? Do the opposite. Take some better stuff and leave it there for the light-fingered guests from other nations.
Right, okay. I just want to tell our listeners, don't be annoyed. This ranking was not made by us. It's from the newspaper.
It was the hotels.com that did the ranking, isn't it?
Yeah. The most strange thing is somebody took the fireplace
out
of a hotel. How do you do that?
And there was another incident where even the hotel dog was stolen, according to the survey. 更多节目下载荔枝FM收听